You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Forto, and to kick off the new year, we are starting something new every week. We're going to talk about the top hard rock album of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. Sit back, kids. This is going to be a wild ride. Up first is 1970, 2 years before I was born. It is an interesting time in history and music. Did you know the Beatles disbanded? Price of a movie ticket was $1.55, and four students at Kent State University in Ohio were killed and nine wounded by Ohio National Guardsmen at a protest against the incursion into Cambodia. Here's some quotes for you. It's not easy being green, Kermit the Frog. It's the real thing, Coca-Cola. Now, let's get to the music, shall we? Rock and roll is a wide-ranging term that has seen many different evolutions over the years. But by the time 1970 came around, you could start to see acts that weren't just content with the catchy ditties that populated radio in the 50s and early 60s. A harder sound had emerged, and it's there that we find our focus for this list, recounting the best hard rock album of each year since 1970. Even these hard rock sounds branched off in different directions, from the guitar-centric rock of the early 70s into the evolution of the punk movement. By the time the 80s came around, we saw metal spin off of a more radio-ready version of rock. At the end of the era, you began to see things branch out even further, with industrial rock also making its presence felt. The 90s saw a grittier version of hard rock, labeled grunge, dominating the early part of the era, while elements of more beat-driven music yielded the new metal era of the late 90s into the early 2000s. 1970, Led Zeppelin. 3. Led Zeppelin continued to evolve their sound on their self-titled third album. 1970's Led Zeppelin 3 found the band exploring their influences even further. The driving Immigrant Song was the primary single off the album, while the bluesier Since I've Been Loving You and Gallows Pole saw the band going in a more stripped-back direction. Friends had a more Eastern influence, and Tangerine, That's the Way, and Brawn Ye Yar Stomp delved into a more acoustic feel. The boundary pushing paid off in the long run, leading to more eclectic works to follow. Led Zeppelin III topped the charts and went on to be certified 6 times platinum. So you guys, what do you think? Do you think you will like this series? Let us know in the comments on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing to watch for in this podcast feed on Thursdays, as we will do the same format for the top metal albums too. I'm your host, Michelle Forto, and I'm here with you for First Paw Media. I'll see you next time.